with the Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
6:47 on a Monday evening. Hey, send us some feedback. Our email address, capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. Okay, so a fight over sludge in Delhi Township, as township officials want to use waste as fuel, but not everyone agrees with the plan. One of those is Jeff Hall, head of the group Delhi. Okay, well, let's correct ourselves. Derek Bajema is the Delhi Township Trustee. He is on the line with us. Jeff is still being wrangled up. Derek, thanks very much for joining us this evening.
Sure, no problem. Glad to be here.
So I want to talk about the plan itself. It's to use waste and convert it into fuel. When did this plan get hatched, and what was your initial reaction to it?
I think, are you talking to me, Mike?
Derek?
This is Jeff Hall.
Okay.
I'm actually, is Derek on with us?
Okay. Well, you know, we'll leave Jeff on the line. That's okay. Let's just leave it at that. Hey, Jeff, thanks for joining us. So let's clarify. I've got Jeff Hall. He's the head of the group Delhi for Common Sense on the line with us. So, Jeff, let me ask you about the plan itself. I know that the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality has given its thumbs up to it. The idea is to take waste, turn it into fuel that can be sold and used, I think, by the township itself. What is it that you don't like about it?
Well, actually, the project has nothing to do with turning waste and turning it into fuel. No one has signed on to that or agreed to do that. What the project is a project to dewater and dry the waste that is already at our sludge facility. The facility itself is already a $10 million two-phase anaerobic digester that brought us from to put us in a more useful position with our sludge to turn it into a greener project where we can apply that onto farm fields.
What's the motive behind then taking it this next step to dry the waste and use it as fuel? What is the reasoning from your understanding that township officials want to do that?
According to the bond proposal, it is to reduce the cost of transportation by making the loads lighter. They won't have to do as many loads, which would reduce the cost of transporting the waste to the farm fields or to some other facility that may want the waste for whatever reason. And so what we have determined is what they have said, the township officials have said, is that this is about a $36,960 savings per year off of the $50,000 or $56,000 a year that it costs us now to transport the sludge.
So are you telling me that my understanding is a part of the reason to take it through this drying process is to use it as a biofuel, essentially, an alternative fuel source other than coal, in fact, to sell it to places like MSU. Is that not the case?
No one has given any response to that request. I mean, that's been put out there by the township saying that that's a possibility, but no one has signed on saying, yes, we want your waste. We're willing to burn it in our plants. No one has done that. There has been a couple issues that have come up in regards to that. Mainly, there was concern about nitrous oxide and things like that would be released by burning the sludge. So none of those things have been hammered out yet.
So how did you get wind of this plan and the costs involved, and what kind of steps have you taken to get this issue in front of voters?
Well, basically what had happened was last year, in the late winter, early spring last year, the township had brought up this proposal that they were looking to do this, they were going to do it, and I was in the board meetings. I'm an active citizen, I sit in the board meetings, I hear what they're talking about, and we began to question, well, what is this? Does it make sense? Why should we spend $5.1 million for something else out at our sludge plant? Do we have a problem? Is there something broken? Is there a reason why we need this? The response that we got was that what I just explained to you, it will lower our cost of transportation. So we took the $36,960 savings divided it by $5.1 million in cost, which leaves us with a 138-year return on investment. Who spends any money to get a return on investment 138 years later?
So,
and who knows if a solar sludge dryer would even last that long?
How did township officials respond when you stated your position here?
Very interesting, because I asked the question at the board meeting, and the response I got was, well, we don't answer questions in board meetings. So we never did get a response. The board then voted on it, decided to pass it, and they were going to go ahead and go through with it. When we saw in the newspaper that the city or that the township residents had a right to referendum, we went to the state and went to the Board of Elections, asked what it would take to get a ballot initiative on this. And when we found out what to do, we had applications printed for petitions, and then we passed petitions around the township. We were told that we needed 10% of the voters by July 4th of last year, which was 1,776 voters. We actually collected over 2,200 signatures in 1 month's time, turned those into the township, and so then the township had to decide when to put this on a ballot, which they've just recently decided will be on the May 8th ballot this coming May 8th.
And so what is your thoughts on what the real reason then is? I mean, have you gotten any understanding? Is there any kind of financial motive township officials have to proceed with this over $5 million project other than their reasoning?
The only thing that they have ever stated publicly was two things. One, it was always in the plans that when they built the anaerobic digester, one day they wanted to build a sludge dryer to go with it. And two, that they would save this money right now because there's a coupon from the state that the state is releasing SFR funds up to half. But again, no guarantees. And so even if it was half, that, you know, take 138 years and divide it by half, you know, we're still talking well beyond our lifetime. And that's if it requires no maintenance, no cost to run it, no repairs. And we just know that that just doesn't make any sense. The other thing that we've recently discovered is that there's new legislation in the state right now that is being moved through the House that would actually release enough funds that it could be 100% paid for if we waited a couple of years. So right now, this just does not seem like the right time for Delhi, especially after we just got asked for several million dollars to pay for fire and police because the township was going broke, and now they're going to go build a sludge dryer for $5.1 million. It just does not make sense.
Now, the rate that it would increase, the sewer rates would go by, what, $1.20 a month? From what you understand, then residents are opposed to this completely, and you expect the vote to be pretty unanimously against this process?
Well, I will say that when we went out collecting petition signatures, it was very easy to get 9 out of 10 people to sign the petition. And those who would not sign were just skittish that they really weren't sure what they were signing on to. And we understood that and said thank you and moved on. But it was not surprising at all to see so many people in opposition to this project.
Jeff Hall, the head of the group Delhi for Common Sense. The issue is going to be on the ballot May 8th, you say?
Correct. It will be on the May 8th ballot coming up in a month, a little over a month now. One other thing to note is that the Department of Public Services here in Delhi, the other thing that they're not saying is that they're holding back a couple increases that they know they have to bring forth anyway, but they want to wait until after this vote before they spring them on the ratepayers. Hmm. And so those things are coming as well. Plus, they've also just introduced that they are looking at a rainwater tax to tax people for the size of their driveway and the size of their roofs to try to bring more income into the Department of Public Services. So again, if there's no money in DPS, why are we about to spend another $5.1 million?
Well, we'll try to get some Delhi Township officials on to maybe give their perspective on this. But Jeff, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Okay, thank you, Michael.
And we'll be